out.
Do you talk in your sleep?
No, but I have in the mornings. I tend to do a lot of stuff like move around, talk.
But like it's you're not on.
I have no memory.
Yeah, I have no memory.
But I don't think I talk in my sleep.
Yeah, Harper came out of bed and I was locking up the gaff the other night. And Harper came out of the bedroom and goes, "Dad, give me a hug." Coming back to bed, I was like, "What's that going on there?"
Oh, that's mad scary. That she obviously had a dream or something.
She just says she sleepwalks, but yeah, I don't know. Suppose you're not supposed to wake a sleepwalker. What's all that about?
I don't believe that. And people say that you're not meant to wake a dog.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I'd be like, you're grand.
Like,
you're grand.
Arms like that. As soon as I hear one little...
Yeah, you're grand.
Straight away. You wake up there and you don't be worrying.
Right, you ready to go on? Well, we're full of energy, you know.
It was full of energy.
Yeah. We get rid of the tension in the room, right? Are we live?
Yeah, there was tension in the room.
I want to do an exercise then, all right?
Can we do a breathing exercise?
So this is what I want to do, right? The two of you, I want you in on this as well, Owen, yeah?
Uh-huh.
So two of you, after me, yeah? So through the nose, inhale, hold it, exhale. Owen, you're not doing it.
Yep.
Right, ready? We're going to do this three times. So the second one, inhale, hold it, exhale. The final one, inhale. Terrence forgot his dog's birthday, exhale.
Oh, that's fucking not on. No, that's not on. I did on. That's not meant to be public knowledge. I did not. I assumed my dog's birthday was the day I got it.
I think that's fair.
Is it? All right.
What? As in what world is that fair? As in, you just put it at that date? So that's a new birthday? As in, like, you know why some people be, like, adopt kids and be like, I don't know the kids' exact date, so we'll go with the day that we adopted them. That's a new birthday? Or you just thought that thing was fresh out of the womb, tagging all still on it?
Reality hit me. I don't know, because I was just thinking, I don't know what, it came into my head a couple of weeks ago and I was just thinking, a birthday couldn't be July, because I got out in July and I was like, she was alive, like. She hit me like she was a dog. I didn't get her, like, the day she was bleeding born. She was weeks old and whatever. And then I found out her birthday was in April.
Tell him what you done.
I didn't do anything.
Did you not bring the dog to Smith's?
No. I was planning on it.
You're going to bring the dog to Smith's and be like, what you want? Pick what you like there.
This Thursday, I think I'm going to have a first birthday party in the gaff.
Party?
Party. I'm going to throw a party for her.
He said you and your kids aren't invited. Bring the kids there.
All my family's invited.
Yeah?
Yes, they're all there. You have a dog?
No.
Had a dog.
What did I say about this?
You see, you give out that you don't know anything about me and you just don't listen. No. So much information passes you by and then you say you were never given the information. I've never been to Japan, by the way.
Yeah. In China. Why, where did I get that from?
I was in China.
It'd be like if an Asian person heard somebody went to England, they could mix it up with England and Ireland. Would that be fair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose.
People do that all the time. But the
Brits... Don't be changing subject. Hang on, no. Not the Brits or anything like that. Your dog's birthday. You neglected your dog. How many times does he always say, like, can't wait to go home and see my dog, miss a mid-podcast?
Yeah,
you didn't even know the dog's birthday.
Yeah. No, boys, I swear to God.
Did you feel bad?
Yeah.
I hope you did.
I felt fucking terrible, boys. I was like, I can't get over it still, but I will have a party for her. And you'll know about it.
You're getting a saxophone her. Player and all.
Bobby Jane, this ain't the symphony. The dog pulling Christmas crackers and all. Eating puppuccinos and all.
Yeah. Do you ever get your dog a puppuccino?
No, never.
What?
No.
Why? I'm shocked.
I don't
Terrence
know.
Terrence Powell doesn't get his dog puppuccino.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Don't know, yeah.
What? Get out one next time. Because you're in the coffee shop
what's
every
in the
morning.
Puppuccino?
It's frotted milk or something. And cream or something.
Is it, yeah? Is it
good? I think a puppuccino is exact same as a baby chino, to be honest with you.
Is it, yeah? Is it on?
He's not a barista.
That sounds like complete nonsense to me.
What, those the puppuccinos?
Even baby chinos, yeah.
You never get a kid. Hang on, flip this. You never got your kid a baby chino?
No, why would I?
Grow up. Have a little bonding session with your kids in the coffee shop. Look at me over Morgan.
If you have money to be buying baby chinos,
they're free.
You have too much money.
They're free.
I don't think they are.
They used to be
free. Nothing is free in this world.
They used to be free when I used to get them.
Calvin, I mean, do we need to go back to the middle class thing? I mean, you're giving out to me that I've never experienced a baby chino.
I'm giving out to you. Parents, where were you the weekend?
Where was I the weekend?
You sent me all the pictures.
What? You're at the coming in here on smoke and I don't like it.
I'm in here full of energy and you're too calm. I need to bring up the level.
There was tension in the room before you came in.
I'm taking the attention to me, so give me your attention.
Now you're at the coming in on smoke.
Yeah. I need to stop you and I from killing each other, so I'm redirecting the attention. Terence, where were you the weekend?
Wicklow.
Doing what?
I had a cheese board on.
Not just a cheese board. What did you have on it?
You've done that before.
Yeah. Well, what?
Not in a restaurant.
Oh.
Ordered off a menu.
Oh.
With strawberries on it.
Oh.
Wexford strawberries at that.
I've never done that.
I don't know anyone that's ever done that. No. I've never mixed in them social circles.
But it's great, eh? There was all these little tricks that you do. So you get your cracker, your cheese. What's that sauce? It's in the picture.
Is it cranberry sauce? Is that what that is?
I don't know what fucking sauce
it was. That looks like cranberry sauce.
But
yeah.
See the oranges beside it then?
This is a picture of the cheese board.
Yeah.
Look at this thing.
Look at this.
Oh, it gets worse.
Oh,
so much worse.
Jesus Christ, Terence.
Yeah.
So much worse.
But see, bit of cheese on it, yeah? Cranberry sauce, a grape or a strawberry, yeah? And listen to this, bro. It sounds disgusting. It's not. Squeeze the oranges beside it. Onto it. Did you have something, boy?
Terence Power. Cheese board connoisseur. That's something I thought I'd never hear in my life.
Now listen to me. I was bigging Amy's cheese boards up.
Yeah.
While I was down there.
Yeah.
And I said they'd give them a run for their money. Have them ready.
They would give Amy's a run.
No, Amy's would give theirs.
Yeah.
Because, but they're
professional.
Yeah. Amy slaps them up in the gaff in 8 seconds.
Yeah.
And the fuck.
Cheese board that does Dirty Lee Lunchables for adults as well, which is crazy. It's just a cracker and cheese and a bit of meat or whatever.
Mm.
Kids used to get that going to school.
Oh boy, it's the top of the range, I'd nibble.
Right. We speed through questions or something.
Lindsay says one-sided toast is all we had in the 80s. There was no toaster, not in her gaff anyway.
So I've heard this as well. Yeah, somebody only said to me the other day they didn't have a toaster either. So they used to put the bread over the fire, and you'd barely get a toaster. But I said that sounds banging, by the way. But they used to toast the bread on a fire, and it was supposed to be lovely. So
Lindsay put hers in the grill and said you just couldn't be arse waiting for the second side to toast. So
do you ever have fried bread? That's a real old school thing, isn't it? I remember we had that in the club before, and like one of the ladies who made it for us was like, God, this is what we used to have. I was like, this is poxy. Like fried.
Is this
bread.
That French toast?
No, it's nothing. It's like just fried. There's nothing on it. It's just fried. French toast is whopper, by the way. I haven't had that in a long time.
Mm.
We get that the weekend.
But yeah, I've heard of people making that toast on fire zone.
Is the toast a 21st century kind of thing in Ireland? Because I've never not had a toaster. I can't remember not having a toaster. As in, like, I can't remember having to grill bread to get it toasted. Toasters weren't readily available to people. Is it like culatellis back in the day? Because my dad always says, I remember the day we got a culatelli and all and John McGurman Street. And I'm like, all right, Dad.
I would love to be one of them people.
Who has their moments.
Yeah, to tell people when a culatelli came into the area.
You remember when we switched from pounds to euros?
40p. It's a long story, Alan. Honestly, there's something wrong with me. Severely. Hold on. No. Can we talk about this, Alan? Him and Theo Vaughan.
Pointing at me.
Yeah.
Me and Theo Vaughan are best mates. Just letting you know.
So it seems.
So, went to see Theo Vaughan the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Got word halfway through. Got a little message off someone saying he's doing a meet and greet after this. Stick around. And I was like, there's no way he's doing a meet and greet. I would have heard. So I was in the bar in the Tree Arena in the lounge. In there, waiting around, seeing the queue forming outside. I went to walk out, but they had it barricaded. And I was like, what's going on here? And they were like, you need a VIP pass. And I was like, bollocks, what are we going to do? So while I was waiting, Shane Todd walked in, the comedian from Belfast. And I was like, I want him on the podcast. So I went over and I speak to him, and he's looking at me, weird. And I was like, introducing myself. He's like, I knew who you were. I have no problem coming on. So that could be a little exclusive. Shane Todd might be on this podcast fairly soon. That was grand. Left him. Ends up getting into the VIP part, into the queue, yeah? As the security are blocking off the end of the queue. So I'm behind the security, as in I'll be the last person to see Theo. and there's a girl on the other side running amok. And she goes to the security guard, "You let him in, that fucking cunt bunks in everywhere." And I was like, "Shut your fucking mouth, ranting like, you know what I mean?" And the security let her through. And I was like, "Are you for real? I'm asking him, is he getting on the podcast?" And she's like, I was like, "I swear to God, it's made me make you up. You're in the pizza with him." And I was like, I felt like a prick because I was like, "We do a podcast as well, Theo." And he's like, "Oh, do you, yeah?" Do you know what I mean? And I was like, "No, I swear to God, would you be interested in coming on?" He goes, "Look," he says, "I'll do a video call or something like that and I'll talk about my time in Ireland if you want." I was like, "Yeah, whatever." And he hands me over to his like assistant and she took down all the details and I pulled up the podcast on Spotify and she took a picture of it. And he goes, "Yeah, I'll check it out, I promise you." And I was like, "Right, grand." Went back into the pub, out into the bar. Shane and all the lads who had supported Theo were there. And they were like, "Where's a good spot to go in Dublin? That'd be quiet." And I goes, "The Celt on Talbot Street." I said, "It's a bit offside. They'll have music playing, traditional music, but it'll just be kicking. You won't, you'll get a table, you won't be mobbed, it'd be grand." But I didn't think we were going to Celt. So it's going to come across that we were following him then. And I was like, "Well, we're going to be there before him, so like, fuck it." So we're in the Celt having a few drinks and all the boys walk in without Theo. And everyone's getting pictures with them and all, blah, blah, blah. And the lads come over and said hello. Grand. With that, Theo Von just rocked in about 15 minutes later on his own, but like rocked in, you know, through the door, and everyone was looking at him for about 20 seconds like, "That's Theo Von, right?" And then he clocked me and me and he was like, "Oh," and I was like, "Oh, all your friends are down there," and I pointed, but as I pointed, a fella got up and goes, "Can I get a picture?" And he goes, "Yeah, no problem." Took your man's phone off him, took a selfie, right? So he's now has his back to where his mates are, so he could have turned around and went down to his mates, but he didn't. He gave your man back his phone and went around the whole table, shook hands with everybody and got selfies. And now that he was in there shaking hands, more people had shown up and he stopped and shook hands and talked and got selfies with every single person in the pub before even getting over to his mates. And I remember looking at him like, "Oh my God, you are getting mobbed here. You haven't even sat down to have a drink with your mates." Now I know he doesn't drink, but like, you haven't even sat down to like decompress with your mates and you still have that energy and time for everyone. And then he sat down the back of the pub, had a time for everyone, and at the end he came over to the staff and apologised. He's like, "Sorry, I'm about to bring all that mob in here." And they were like, "Yeah, Theo Von, you're fucking grand." And then I goes, "Theo, remember I said about the podcast?" And he goes, "Oh yeah, talking cocks and balls." And I goes, "No, talking bollocks." He goes, "Yeah, I'm going to check you out on Spotify." I was like, "Thanks." I was like, "He's definitely not checking us out." But yeah.
But he might.
He might. And there's a chance.
So if you don't ask, you'll never know.
So that's what happened.
Never got fed, boys. That's how it goes.
Then his mates came back to my mates' gaff and couldn't get rid of them. Couldn't get rid of them. Couldn't get rid of them. They left and we thought they were gone and then got a taxi back and we may has the Ring doorbell footage of them being like, "Yeah, I think this is the house. No, this is definitely the house we were in." And then like, I opened the door, they were there. So we couldn't get rid of them.
Why wouldn't they leave?
Don't know. They were just hanging around. They thought this was great. I was like, "Mate, you're in a gap in John McDamistry. It's not bleeding." Not necessarily cultural, like, yeah, do you know what I mean? But they could be one or two good guests in there for the podcast. The big deals, I'll say no names.
Until the mics are off.
So he's out there putting in the graft, booking these big guests.
Trying.
And you're out there eating the most...
I forget my cell phone.
Opulent cheese board. The most ridiculous cheese board anyone's ever seen.
Be honest, 10 out of 10 cheese board by looking at it. Be honest.
I love how he tries to justify it. Doesn't it look nice though? Doesn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I've never Very ordered fancy. A cheese board.
I want to see the sticker off of putting that up, by the way.
Good.
And I'm out on a like very middle class of me, I know. So it's like, I get it. Didn't stop anybody.
Oh, of course, Teddy. You're looking for trouble.
Like, posh cunt, middle class cunt. Like, boys, some fucking heavy old blade meshes.
Yeah.
People feel so betrayed. Try the cheese ports, though, boys. Cheese ports are unbelievable.
It's a fucking joke, though, Calvin. I can't do anything. Like, if I book a holiday, I get licked for booking a holiday. Boys, if I was to put a picture up making toast in the gaff with a toaster, I would be...
Yeah, but you need to realise where the stick is coming from because you've had this stance for, like, 3 years and then you went completely the opposite way.
Growth, though.
And, but not just that growth. You've gave other people stick.
Yeah.
Stick for being over the other side. Like, why would you go away for? Why would you want to leave Dublin, you tick? And he's like, "This is great."
I think I'm right.
Of course you do. You want another question about toast?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What's worse, if someone toasted all your bread and put it back in the packet, or if they opened all your fizzy drinks in the fridge just a little bit so they went flat?
The fizzy drinks.
Wait, so they toast all the bread and put it back?
Uh-huh.
I think they're doing you a favour.
He's got a bag of cold toast.
Yeah, cold toast is underrated.
Boys, I never thought that could be a good idea, no? What would be the cons to that on?
That's like boiling the wort and putting it in the freezer for later.
Because, look, if you did that, I'm thinking maybe you could take it out, fuck it in the microwave.
10 seconds.
20 seconds. Yeah. And then butter it. Would it be like...
How often do you have just bread, as in like a slice of bread and that as a sandwich? Because 9 times out of 10, when I take bread out of the press, it's going in the toaster. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So how often would you do that?
I haven't had a slice of bread in.
So you'd be doing me a favour.
Yeah. I had toasted bagels this morning.
Of course you did.
That can't be middle class. Is it?
Bagels?
You tell me.
Why am I the judge of middle classism? You're the middle class one here.
Yeah, but...
You're diagnosed, right?
It's born a condition. With it. Yeah, are you middle class by birth? Or did it happen to you later on?
This fella seems to have caught it pretty recently.
That's all.
Is it treatable? I don't think it is. I don't think it's curable.
Judging by you, it's not treatable, no.
Who's you? As in, you plural or me?
Oh, Alvin. You've been in it for a long time.
I have.
You fell into it in 2021.
21?
Yeah. I fell into it like mid-20, like start of 24.
No. You're having an outlat head a while.
You remember you with the dry robe drinking the oat lattes and all that stuff?
When was that? That was out the year
was
ago,
a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, boys were bleeding.
Growth.
Growth, though.
Growth. That's what they're calling it these days, yeah? Growth. But, because imagine you were going to the fridge, you want a nice Coke Zero, and then you open it and it's flat. You're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, it breaks.
Ruining the buzz. Oh, and how was your holiday, by the way?
It was fine, yeah.
You answer him, or he came in and asked him 8 questions. Back to back.
No, hang on.
No response.
No.
Don't tell me.
No response because I was eating a sandwich. You walked in, I was in the middle of eating a sandwich. Right, the door swings open. He bursts in. He doesn't say it and he just comes over, hand up. And then he reaches out, slapped my hand. And he has, by the time he's come over to me, then he walks around the desk. He never stops talking. And he had asked 6 questions by the time he sat down and I hadn't even finished what I was eating. And then he looks at me and goes, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait outside. I can see him annoying you. I hadn't done anything.
Poor fella's there chewing.
I'm chewing my sandwich, yeah.
No response. I'm still waiting on a response, though. Nothing. I asked you some good questions. What was the holiday like? What else did I ask you? I asked you loads.
Did you go to any good stadiums over there?
What good stadiums, yeah.
What else? Surely you don't center all your holidays around going to see stadiums.
No, but yeah, you get to see one, it's a bonus.
But the holiday was good.
Yes.
Any more questions?
Yep.
Not toast related questions.
Yeah, fuck me, man.
This is not toast related, but it is on a familiar theme.
Okay.
Ali in Adamstown tells us, listening to the discussion about which subject you would pass if you were to sit the Leaving Cert. If Terry done his homework for the podcast and ended up watching The Shawshank, he'd be covered for English because it's studied for the comparative section.
Is it?
There you go.
That's handy, isn't it?
Mm.
We had to do The Kite Runner. Do you know The Kite Runner? Have you ever seen that film?
No.
Film notorious because there's a rape scene in it of a little boy. And we had to do that for the Leaving Cert. And I was like, sound pal, nice one for that. Could have put fucking anything else in it.
Did I tell you that I attempted the Leaving Cert in Foss? They let us do maths in English Leaving Cert and we had to watch something about the Queen.
What year was this?
When was I in Foss? 10 years ago. About 10 years ago.
Probably would have been 2014 because I done mine in 2012 and you probably are 2 years.
But you need to remember, so I finished school I went to Henrietta School and then I finished there at about 15.
Yeah, but you're probably 2 years, like, academic was behind me. So yeah. You would probably be in the 2014 Leaving Cert.
But then I was in, like, 3 different fosses as well.
Yeah.
Before I...
With the Queen, innit?
What's this?
Was it a King's Speech?
Yeah. Yeah. The King's Speech. That right. Was the joke that we had to watch.
What'd you think of it?
Shy.
Dirt. No, I've actually seen it.
But I didn't end up sitting the Leaving Cert either. I went in on the day and I just walked in.
Was it the actual Leaving Cert?
Actual Leaving Cert.
Yeah.
Yeah, for English and maths, yeah. Yeah. Now, I think it was more like, when we were in Foss, you could either go in, I was doing like painting, decorating, toiling, that kind of thing. But if you went to English and maths, like, that was a gift. That was like, oh, you get to get out of that bleeding basement and go to English and maths. But you had to do the leaving cert if you wanted to go up here.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just wasting the time, so we all agreed to do it. But then when it came to the leaving cert, I actually went in. I opened the papers and I was like, nah, that's not for me.
Thanks
not
very much.
Anyways, I'll come back.
So when you're watching The Shawshank anyways?
Soon.
People keep sending us the listings on the telly and all. It's on tonight on this channel and all. I was like, he has the internet. He can put it on whenever he wants.
Mm. How long has it been?
Couple of months.
Easily.
Oh, I'd say more. Yeah. Yeah. When did the list start in 23 or 24? I think it started this year, didn't it?
Probably, but still been at least 3 months.
I'd say more. No, it's before he went to Thailand. And he went to Thailand in March.
Oh, yeah.
It's June now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been since start of the year, yeah.
So we're between a third and a half a year, basically, that you've been avoiding watching one of the world's favourite films.
It's going to be some celebration, man.
I think you're doing it deliberately for the content. The longer I hold on to this, the longer we can talk about it.
Yeah. When we get on a live show, we can talk about it on stage.
He's making offers. He's making offers.
That's going to be an expensive way to watch The Shawshank, isn't it?
We pay you cash as well.
We think it's look how long.
I shouldn't even be saying that the tax man would be out at the Orion, boys. We don't pay tax to anyone. Everything is through the books.
We don't pay cash to anyone.
Oh, sorry. Cash to anyone.
Go allowed handle all payments and it's all above board.
Yes.
We don't let Terrence near the payments.
Yeah, hence the reason why. We got good mileage out of Deepest Breath.
You fucking did.
We didn't like that. Wasn't like anywhere near.
No,
like,
it wasn't like, don't watch it this week, Daddy. Don't watch it next week either. We're like literally trying to force you into watching.
Well, if you watch The Shawshank, you'll come back and there'll be so many things you want to talk about.
Yeah. I think it might change your life.
Everyone who's listening will know what you're talking about.
I think so it might change your life, Daddy.
Imagine if I hate it. Imagine if I come in here saying it's dirt on. You would stop.
I think the people would turn on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say, now you're doing it deliberately for the content.
Mm. Do you reckon? But I've never done that before, boys. I thought Training Day was shite. That was the only one.
You didn't watch Training Day.
Yeah, in fairness. So, yeah,
but like the Hurricane and all, boys. The Deepest Breath, Lethal.
You talked about Deep Blue Sea a lot too.
Yeah. True story.
The shark comes in the window.
True story, boys. When he eats the parrot. Oh, boys, it don't be well.
I watched it. I went to...
Who's your man?
LL Cool J.
No, not with the parrot.
I don't know.
You've never seen, have you?
No.
You don't care either.
I don't care, no.
You've never seen Deep Blue Sea?
I don't think so.
Fuck off. Based on a true story, boys. If you want the real insight to sharks, put on Deep Blue Sea.
Do you want your last question?
Go on.
Yeah.
Last one is from Nick, who contacts us all the way from New Zealand.
Get up.
He says, how are you, lads? I took a heavy L many moons ago and it still haunts me to this day.
Not worse.
I know the feeling.
I was around 18 and in a nightclub when I spotted a girl I knew and I fancied. I made my way over to a corner table where herself and her friends were sitting. She was in the corner seat, so in order to hear her in the club, I tried to lean down to talk to her.
Oh, he fell.
In the corner, I thought there was a table.
No, he didn't pull a Del Boy.
Turns out there wasn't.
He pulled a Del Boy.
As I reached down to talk, I went to put my hand down on the non-existent table. The top of my head broke my fall as I went headfirst into the corner. It was a bad bounce. I could hear audible oohs and ahs over the music as I tried to unravel myself out of the corner. Then the laughs came as I exited the premises as quickly as possible.
I moved straight to New Zealand.
Yeah, never tried to contact that girl.
Happened in sin.
Yeah.
So, Nick's question is, if you could delete one L from living memory on your record, what would
it be? I've talked about all of mine, so there's no point in me getting in.
But which one would you pick to get rid of?
The Pat. The Forbidden Fruit one's bad, but we got mileage out of it and it's good. The Pat one, there's no good came from that.
Such a minor thing.
No, it's... Owen, it's not. There was... Let me just...
You tripped.
Yeah.
A minor trip.
After confrontation with a group of people on my own.
Yeah, so removed the whole threat he had. Confrontation.
I'll do this and I'll do that. And he was saying the same and there was people in between us. And I was just going out to the shop for a bottle of water, boys. You know, and these were obviously all after having a few drinks. And then as I was leaving, I was like, yeah, we'll see it around, we'll see it around. And then I kicked the pat in my sliders, fall. My slider stay comes off me. On the road and I fall onto the pat and I have to walk back and kick my foot into the slider and walk back off. It was horrific. No good came from that.
Yeah.
With Forbidden Fruit, we laughed and we joked that, like, boys, I was in the fucking screamers over that, in the horrors. And I do still jump sometimes, you know, sometimes you have time to think and you're on your own, and you're just like, oh, why did you have to kick that pad? Do you get me?
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm trying to think.
So I've lowered, but like.
Anybody else spring to mind?
No, you nearly took a bad one. Remember a couple of weeks ago when you slid on the LB car?
You needed a laugh that day, so I was like, I'll give him a little laugh. Do you know what's a bad one? Is when it came up in my head the other day when I was listening to the bonus and talking about falling on the live show. Do you know, like off the stage or onto the stage and all that? Yeah. Do you remember when Enda Murphy was on? And it was a great Enda. One more question before we wrap up, and everyone got up and left. Went to the bar. Yeah. And I looked, I was like, I fucked Arab, didn't I? And you goes, yeah, you stupid cunt. On the stage, I was like, that's how I knew it was bad. Because we try and reassure each other things aren't bad. You're like, no, you're grand. Or that was all right. Yeah, we'll get away with this. Blah, blah, blah. And Terrence went, yeah, you stupid cunt. And I was like, I did fuck up, didn't I?
I didn't mean it like that, though.
But I knew it was bad then. That's how I knew. I was like, yeah, that was a bad one.
It was bad.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's.
I think it's bad because we know internally. Do you know what I mean?
Completely not Enda's fault or anyone's fault.
No, it's my fault.
If people had to been sitting down for like an hour or whatever, and then you're like, right, this is the last thing we're going to ask people to start to race to the bar. It's only natural.
See, now the bar is going to open. And it's only open for a short period of time. Yeah, it's all my fault.
And there's six people standing and I was like, oh.
And the thing about it is, I didn't have to say that. I could have just asked a question.
Yeah.
I didn't have to say one more question before we wrap up.
And do you remember Molly McCann was backstage, yeah? And Enda was talking about the whole show about how he can't remember anyone's name ever.
Yeah.
What did he say Molly's name?
He's like, I was talking to Molly backstage.
And everyone just goes, ooh.
And everyone started laughing. Well, he didn't have a clue.
He was like,
but then I was thinking to myself, I was like, you don't know what Molly is.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it could
yeah.
be anybody. But then there's not that many big Mollys out there either.
I always said it to him then. I said, the one time you fucking remember someone's name, your rat was ill.
I thought that was a good reveal, though, in fairness.
That can't be your worst.
No,
that popped into my head recently because I was listening back to a bonus episode and I was like, that was bad. I don't know. See, I haven't got traumatic ones like him where I think about it. Or maybe I do, I can't think offhand.
Trauma block.
That's a good response. Good response. Trying to think.
When you piss the bed, that's a bad one.
I don't. I own that, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, you piss the bed, it can happen to anyone, Daddy. Happen to anyone. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what? It might come to me and I'll make a note and I'll address it and lead in a future podcast. Future bonus episode.
So that's another episode of Talking More Bollocks done. If you have any questions, dilemmas, situations, whatever you have, send it to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Take us out, Owen. Boom! What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little
the Hypnogger.